We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Vicky Moore.
The indictment of former President Donald Trump. Here's the latest from KNX News, 97.1 FM.
A lot going on with that this morning. Developing news and reaction locally and around the world. Here's John Baird.
Donald Trump insists he's innocent, and several people told me he's not the only one who had classified documents in their homes, in their possession.
Biden has his on there, and Pence had some. They've all done it. I mean, I believe in making the law fair equally across the board to all of them. If they indict one, they should indict them all.
Others say they're not convinced that Mr. Trump did anything wrong. At least not yet, anyway.
You know, there's more to be investigated before they jump into those kind of conclusions.
And then there are those who feel that Donald Trump has to be held accountable, and this is on him.
I think it's fair. I mean, he deserves what he did. Like, you have to be responsible for your actions, so especially in that position of power.
Another man said, let's just see if the charges actually stick. In the South Bay, I'm John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Former president has gone into fundraising mode. First, he posted on Truth Social about the indictment, and then next came an email looking for funding. It went on to suggest contributions between $24 and $250, and again called the whole thing a witch hunt. No word yet on how much money the former president did raise.
So we got all that rain during the winter, and we've had so much gloom. We've been talking about that for so long, but summer is here, and all of a sudden, it's going to get hot. So we're talking about water conservation. Southern California water agencies will be getting millions of dollars to increase conservation efforts locally. Pete Demetrio says most of that applies to the planting of drought-resistant vegetation in the cities.
A significant portion of the $288 million for the state will be headed to the Metropolitan Water District, which serves 19 million people. General Manager Adel Hajj-Khalil says it'll go to proven water reduction programs.
Most of it will go towards replacing turf and grass and providing rebates for our community members across our service area to replace their turf and use drought-tolerant landscaping.
In addition, Hajj-Khalil says many of the localities that MWD serves will be asked to take a hard look at their infrastructure and to submit plans for replacement of aging pipes and other water delivery systems to ensure there's as little wastage as possible. Additional funds will also be headed toward the County Public Works Department and will maximize their ability to expand spreading basins and recharge groundwater levels for local wells throughout the area. I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
L.A., known for bad air sometimes. A new effort in Washington to change some of this. Congressman Robert Garcia, former mayor of Long Beach, wants to put some new caps on greenhouse gas emissions caused by the shipping industry. So we're talking the ports. Air quality experts say the ports of L.A. and Long Beach, big sources of regional pollution, along with the trucks that haul all the cargo away. Garcia's bill, co-sponsored by Senator Alex Padilla, would establish stricter limits for ocean shipping companies.
L.A. City Council member is going to look at declaring L.A. a sanctuary city. One of the things they're talking about today. That would offer legal protections for undocumented immigrants. Right now, we are designated as a city of sanctuary, and that's different. It's more of a symbolic gesture, but the change would carry some legal weight. Three council members, Ulysses Hernandez, Nithya Raman, and Hugo Soto Martinez, want to change by declaring it as an actual sanctuary city that prohibits city employees or resources being used to help the feds take action against the undocumented.
The head of Burbank Unified is on paid administrative leave and a letter to parents. School board confirming Matt Hill was removed from his post. Special meeting this week. No specific reason. Letter called it a confidential personnel matter, adding the board didn't make this decision lightly. The school board expected to talk more about this at the meeting next Thursday.
The Aquarium of the Pacific in Long Beach has three new sea otter pups. They're showing off to the public. Here's Karen Adams.
The one male and two female otters named L, B, and C cannot be released back into the wild, so the aquarium has taken them under its care.
All three have very similar stories. They were very, very young pups, anywhere from 5 days to 3 weeks old when they were recorded as stranded. The attempts to pair them back up with their mom in the wild were unsuccessful, and so they were brought in for treatment and care. And then due to a couple of different reasons between the three of them, they were deemed non-releasable after a short period of time in care.
The aquarium's Megan Smiley invites you to check them out.
They are now on exhibit, and anyone that is here visiting will be able to see them. They are having so much fun.
Sea otters are listed as a threatened species and play a vital role in maintaining the health of kelp forests. I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
It's LA's Morning News.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.